This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before we get to our next segment, we are checking back in with Ron Swank of the Idaho Gourd Society, who instead of a pumpkin is carving a gourd for Halloween for us. Okay, Ron.
Hi, Gemma.
I hear that you are gluing some things.
Yes, we're gluing. So what I do is I make a drum out of this gourd and I glue a drum head on the bottom of it.
Oh.
And that's what helps to create this thunder.
That thunder sound.
Yes.
Okay, we are going to check back in with you in about 10 minutes because we want to hear that finished gourd carving. So we'll see you then.
You better be ready.
Oh, I'm
Thanks.
Ready.
Thanks,
okay.
Gemma.
Thanks, Rod. You know, we have talked quite a bit about adverse childhood experiences or ACEs on this program before. If you're not aware of what that is, these are childhood traumatic experiences and they can affect a person's entire life. However, research is showing there is hope for becoming a successful and healthy adult when you learn resiliency. Here to talk more about this is Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho. Good to have you with us.
Oh, glad to be here.
So very quickly, for folks who aren't aware, talk about what ACEs is.
Sure. It's actually three letters mm-hmm. that stand for adverse childhood experiences. And the research has shown that there are maybe 10 things that can contribute to an ACE score. Half of them have to do with the person themselves. That is, if you've experienced physical or verbal or sexual abuse or neglect of the physical or emotional nature. But also, is there an alcohol use disorder in someone in your family or a history of violence or incarceration or even the disappearance of a parent? So your score is made up of how many of those things you've experienced as a child.
And then there's also something that's called toxic stress that can also play into this.
That's exactly right. As human beings, we can handle some bad days, but when every day there's difficulty with getting sleep at your house, or there's difficulty with nutrition, or there's problems with being yelled at or being told that you're worthless, that toxic stress takes a toll as well.
Let's talk about then this idea of resiliency and what researchers are finding out about that.
That it's really important that to recognize that it isn't just about having an ACE score, but to recognize that there are things, real things, that can be done and do make a difference to allow children, adolescents, to be successful individuals and to live self-directed lives. And they come kind of in three different buckets, if you will. One, obviously, is has been mentioned, and I heard it earlier this month when you had your panel discussions about ACEs and resilience, is the idea that a parent or another adult is really important to children. So to have one good, caring relationship with an adult really makes a difference to children that have toxic stress. So that's one of the buckets.
And then what are the other two buckets we're looking
at? Well, the other two sound more like psychiatry.
Right.
That is, one would be what we call trauma-informed psychotherapy, knowing that there's a history of trauma and actually a specific approach and plan by a therapist to deal with it. So that would be number two. But it's also important to recognize that this toxic stress, that we can diminish the kind of toxic stress that our children experience. And so we do have community programs. We do have school programs where we recognize that and try to make a difference to eating and sleeping and energy and mm-hmm. concentration on a daily basis to reduce the stress that children feel.
We're talking with Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho, talking about resiliency and ACEs and how we can hopefully make better adults with the more we know. What's interesting to me about this is that trauma can look different from person to person. So how do you know if someone is or has experienced ACEs? Because something could happen to me that would affect me greatly, but may not affect you the same way.
Exactly. So it comes down to very individual and family kinds of scenarios. And in fact, the research shows that when we have therapists and doctors getting together to talk about this, they get an A score and they say, oh my gosh, because doctors and therapists tend to have higher scores than average. And so they may even have chosen their vocation because of
based on that.
Based on some of the things that they felt. So some people use it and build on it. Hence, some of the resilience, and decide that, here's how I'm going to run my life, and here's what's important to me. So it does feel different to different people, but we do need to ask. We need to ask children about the trauma so that we can, or the existence of trauma, so that we can start to do something about it.
And this idea that you're born with resiliency, like some people have it, some people don't. We can all learn it, though, correct?
That's right. The research is actually pretty clear that it's more about learning than it is being born that way. Now, it feels that way because some families seem to have a lot of resilience and, okay, it runs in the family. But a lot of that's learned as well, that as a child, you watch your parents handle difficult situations and you say, I guess that's how you handle difficult situations. And they build that into their character or their experience.
Bottom line, how should we as a community be talking about this? Because it can't just be, you know, a person recognizing that maybe they've had some trauma and then be expected to be, you know, a functioning adult in society.
Exactly. Just to recognize it doesn't do the trick. It's really important that we do what you mentioned, which is start to talk about it and then continue the conversation. And as we've talked here before, to do something about the stigma, because the amount of ACEs and trauma out there is really, really large. And so it's important for each of us to say, hey, that's okay. Here's what I am. Here's who I am. And here's what I want to do about it.
And I should note that I was lucky enough, as you mentioned, Dr. Larson, to moderate three panels for Idaho Public Television around ACEs and resiliency. And it is called Resilient Idaho. And it is online. I know that if people go to IPTV's website, these are really informative panels because it goes from birth to adulthood. And it gives people, I think, some really, with experts from all over the state, some critical information about how to move through this.
Exactly. And the people you had on the panels are knowledgeable. It was fun to see how they, as I watched the panels, how they handled their own ideas about. So there isn't just one way to go about it, but as a community, we all can work together.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Our guest today has been Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho. Up next, we are checking back in with Ron Swank with the Idaho Gourd Society. We're going to find out this finished product, and we're also going to hear what a thunder gourd sounds like. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.